Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Oh, chickens, I'm watching a trailer. You know how disastrous this is. Just, you know, the last episode, I spent a good 10 minutes discussing 12 seconds of the two-minute trailer. Imagine if I did this for the actual episode. Just like, okay, so he's left the TARDIS. Let's talk about that for a full week. I won't. That would be too bonkers. But fun. Anyway, the doctor has said, now stay back, and he's got his hand on a very blingy control on the TARDIS console. He's also quite blinged. We've discussed that. He says, we're going to rock through time. And the doctor and Ruby are hanging on to the console and floating up. And it's like so much happens. It's like so many quick, brief moments that all this happens. He says, we're going to rock through time. And they float. The TARDIS goes all kind of purple. Then we see the TARDIS in the time vortex, which may or may not be the time vortex or just the opening of the show. Are they the same thing? I mean, they have been in the past. Like all the show openings have turned out to be also the time vortex, and I love that it changes. It's like the doctor changes and then is like, I might change the vortex while I'm here. Maybe it's our perception. Oh, my God. I'm having a theory. Ugh, this is going to make this go even longer. Maybe, like, you know, the TARDIS translates for us while we're watching. That's how it works. But also, the time vortex is incomprehensible. It's an incomprehensible, gigantic bit of wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey. But it is an incomprehensible space as the thing that it is. It's hard to work out what it actually is because it's, you know, you can travel through time and space with it, so it should be impossible. And so what the TARDIS does is contextualize that for us psychically with the psychic connectors. That's not called connectors, the circuits. Telepathic circuits. Oh, my God. I don't even know the name of the weird MacGuffins in my favorite show. There's something wrong with me. Anyway, so the telepathic circuits, like, which kind of translate languages for us, also translate the impossibility of the time vortex, which is why it always looks different depending on what's going on in the opening credits. That's why they always, the time vortex looks like the opening credits, because that's just our way of coping. And the TARDIS has just gone, if you watch the opening, you can sort it out. Anyway, I don't know why the TARDIS manages to work on us while we're watching at home and can understand the opening credits. But hey, not all my theories are good. Anyway, there's a bubble. Let's move away from that theory quickly. Let's just back away slowly. You know, like Homer Simpson going into the hedge in the meme. I saw a funny one of those the other day, which was, oh my God, this is going to turn into a thing, isn't it? I went to a page of Star Trek memes just because, you know, I love Star Trek and it's back on. I'm very excited about Discovery. But it was a Star Trek meme of Captain Picard when he finds out that Deanna's mum is on the spaceship. And it's exactly that Homer Simpson meme, but he's on the holodeck, so he just becomes invisible. Anyway, I enjoyed it. anyway, there's a bubble around what looks like a city. It's hard to tell. It's a bit indistinct. But, you know, there's lots of mountains. It kind of looks like some sort of city thing nestled in some mountains with a big bubble over it. And then there's like some of these things are like a millisecond. So it's the Doctor. Is that the Doctor? I mean, it looks like the Doctor. what kind of quality have I got on here? it's gone super blurry. But it looks like the Doctor poking his head out of the TARDIS wearing like a beanie, a red beanie and a yellow coat, and the TARDIS is on a cliff. Oh, this looks like the same cliff where the TARDIS has been abandoned for thousands of years. I wonder what's going on there. Anyway, the Doctor has a quick look around and Ruby's trying to look over his shoulder. Next thing, it's 60s, 70s Doctor with the pinstripe suit, and I do love Ruby's outfit. That's amazing. Then very quickly, then we're in the recording booth. I'm guessing for the Beatles episode, the Doctor is manning the controls and sitting down while a whole bunch of women and a couple of men, not very many men, are all dancing around and having a good time with their groovy makeup on because it's the 60s. And I'm guessing they're watching the Beatles. You know what I love about this? The fact that it's mostly women. The fact that it's like, yes, women started the whole Beatles mania. Like, it was a whole entire, you know, gigantic craziness that was started by women. Except for some reason, nowadays, it's only old men who are into the Beatles. like seriously, like, it's like, how many old men are just happy to tell you about the Beatles for hours on end? But once upon a time, it was a purely women thing. It was like women were like mad for the Beatles, and now all these men have jumped on and now they're mansplaining the Beatles 60 years later. Anyway, I love it. I love that it's like, yeah, no, once upon a time, women loved the Beatles, and then they were told they're not allowed to love it anymore because the men are in charge of loving the Beatles now. I don't know if that's exactly how it worked, but that's what it seems like, doesn't it? Like, you know, loving the Beatles at the time was considered an exclusive domain of women, and they absolutely went mad for it. Like, my mum used to tell me stories about going to see the Beatles play at, I think, Festival Hall in Melbourne, and she's like, I don't remember hearing a thing. I just remember screaming for a full 90 minutes at the back, and that was it. We saw the Beatles. Amazing. You know, the way they projected sound back in those days wasn't as good. You couldn't get as loud as, say, Beyonce. But yeah, I just, because, yeah, I don't, I, why did the Beatles become something that annoying old men like? Like, I went through a Beatles phase, but I was never really that into them. I think it's like I didn't like the stereo field that they used. It was a bit weird. I know. I'm a weird audio snob. Anyway, the doctor is surrounded by women. And like, he seriously looks like he's having the best time. It's like, hey, I am the doctor and I am having the best time with all my gal pals watching the Beatles. Anyway, they all jiggle. Then we see Ruby looking out on a planet as a window opens. There are some, it looks like frozen creatures in tubes around her. It's very reminiscent of the second Rose episode, you know, where the end of the world with Cassandra. Then we're having a Regency ball. Then Jonathan Groff is looking very pensive as the doctor's in the foreground. It's quite a look they're giving each other. And the doctor's eyes are narrowing. Oh, is this an indicator that Jonathan Groff is playing someone we know or are meant to know? And then Ruby stops everything and says, oh, this is so Bridgerton. I do love that she's like gone fully, like, I'm just accepting that it's Bridgerton. Then the doctor says, this is Ruby. We see her turn around, but we'll have to do more of Ruby in the next episode because this one's finished.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.